Welcome to Only We Matter podcast.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Brandon. And
only we matter. So grab your Java juice and let's dig in. So that would be successful then.
Yeah,
right?
I think so. That inclusive and I mean, yeah, it's that self versus building each other up aspect of success is for the whole. And I think my generation's pretty attracted to that versus just the self.
Yeah. So the whole idea of success, from my perspective, is encouraging and building someone else up. By helping one another, by giving like one, by one kind word or deed, we can change our world. Just about building one another up. Because that's really important. I think it's just a simple smile. It's a simple word. It's success is even like your friend did and said to you, you're inclusive in your humor. What about just even saying hello and a smile to someone you pass on the street? You don't know them. You don't need to know them. And you don't need to have a relationship with them. But even, somebody smiled.
Even in my small town, often a hello and a smile will take you off guard. You know, especially if you're downtown, like even here, like in a town of 6,000, there must be some cutoff point where you either start being hard towards walking by people. Cause yeah, that's pretty, I don't know. And it's like, we're not focusing on anybody else at that point. Maybe, I don't know. We're not, open to those around us, because we're so focused on the self in that moment. But
well, and you know, what do we need to do in the moment? Like it just even happened in the mall on last week. I'm walking through the mall and I'm lost in my own world as I window shop, and somebody, not sure it was me, they just whisper, "Hey, Jack," and I'm like, "Hey, that's me." And then, you know, I hadn't seen her for, you know, a few months. It was great to just give a hug, say hi, a smile, but that was it, you know. And then we moved on and we're going to try and get coffee, you know. I think even that smile disrupts our thoughts, brings us out of whatever is consuming us.
Yeah, out of our shell of our world.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so, you know, if it's done for us, you know, that whole thing, pay it forward. Well, I just don't even think you have to pay it forward. I think, why can't we just smile? Some of us have spent a lot of money on our teeth, like braces. So why not?
Let's just bring them out. Not mine.
I know, right?
But others have, yes. And
right?
that's the thing, that the success being that, just being so selfish, right? It's like that inner self, we get so encapsulated and that spreads like a gangrene, that so if someone doesn't say hello and smile, then the next person doesn't, and it just keeps going. Whereas a smile and saying hello could do the same exact thing, and that just builds up people up and includes people in. And you know, we are so easy to conform, I think, to images of success and just being self-driven. An example that I wanted to give was an artist who I really like, Philip Phillips. So he won American Idol several years ago and got a contract with them, do the whole thing that they do. But then in the midst of all this, him and the label got in a little argument. And I believe it was around requirements about what to expect in his image and his song direction. But the reason why he won, the reason why he was so good, is because of his creativity, is because of his direction that he had. And so this company was trying to dictate to him, this is what you need to look like. This is what you need to do. And that didn't jive well with him, from what I understand. So he didn't go along with it. So he wasn't allowed to produce music with any other label, and he didn't do wasn't allowed to do much. Wasn't on the radio for many years. And then I just heard that this recently. I was really excited because he has an album coming out that is being released, and I'm super excited about it. And he's going to be on tour again for the first time as a headliner in a long time. And he sounded pretty excited when he was interviewing, but he wouldn't cave to the image that he was being given. And but yet he held it up. And I listened to him. He still did music. He was in Edmonton, and Nadine and I went and enjoyed some of his music at Katie's one.
You got to hear him? That's so cool.
Yeah, it was so cool. It was very, very cool. It was a lot of fun to hear him. So it'll be fun to hear his new music, is what I'm saying. That's
Philip Phillips. And so his new album drops this year or in the next few months?
I don't even know when the date is, but this year for sure, yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah, can hardly wait to hear it when it drops. That's great.
Yeah, so I always think of that when I think of success. Like, he wasn't willing to cave. And I know of, I think there's a few other artists who've done the same that I've heard of. That's pretty big, because that's big money in entertainment, especially as a headlining person, to say, well, it's not about this for me. It's not about the big dollars. Mm-hmm. It's not about the fame. It's actually about music. And that should apply to our lives. It's not about money. It's not about fame. It's about our lives. It's about living in our purpose. And that, I think, is success.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, what is our purpose? Do we know what our purpose is? Everybody has a purpose. None of us are here by chance. There's no accidents here. We may have been told, oh, you were an oops, but I don't believe there's an oops.
No, yeah, for sure.
Anywhere.
So with your generation, how was purpose a huge thing? Has it been a huge thing that you guys have purpose, or has it been more about just get your job and do your thing for your society, for your family, whatever?
You know, I need to think about that for a minute. I think some were on purpose, meaning on task. They just knew, like, I know one guy, he just knew he was going to be this doctor who helped in researching, you know, terminal diseases. There's another guy, he just knew he was going to be a photographer, and he's fantastic. His artwork is amazing in the States. I think I can shout out to those people too, you know, like Dave Lanigan. He's got, he's a great photographer, and or Lanaga. And, I just think they knew. I think a lot of us, though, were like, let's just get out of high school. Let's get to college, because that's the next step. And then we'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, then hopefully our purpose will be revealed. And, you know, I think I knew, in college that counseling of some sort was definitely within my reach or my realm of thinking, and definitely people are part of that, you know, and being with people. And I really do enjoy people. Like, my jobs have to be with people, or you know, I'm just not gonna be successful in my own personal life.
In high school, even today, like when kids graduate, because I get work with youth, and so they're asked all the time, you know, what are you gonna do when you get out? Do you know what you want to do? And that question always bugs me. But did you get that same question when you were in high school? Was it Was it about what are you gonna do next kind of thing?
All the time.
Yeah.
So that's like funny. You're close to. Graduating, you got like, you know, 2 months left, or you're in your last semester. So what do you think you're going to do?
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I'm going to school. Hopefully I'm going to get in. And the requirements back then weren't as strict as they were, like they are now. Like yeah, now, sure. I mean, if you don't have like an 85 or a 90 for some degrees,
yeah.
You know, first year degrees, you're not going to get in.
Yeah, sometimes determines what school you go to and what program you get in. Yep.
Yeah. So that's definitely.
So that's funny,
you know,
to me.
Something
that question has spanned generations.
Hmm.
Because it's like, as much as I think that they're asking, what are you going to do? As in like, what are you going to do with your life? But they're thinking about purpose. I think that's always been there then, of that. And what are you going to become? What are you going to do with your life in our world? And that's hilarious to me that question seems like it's been there for a long time. What are you going to do next after high school? Purpose has been there. Thanks for listening to today's episode.
You've been with Brandon and Jack on Only We Matter. Your Java juice has got to be close to being done, and so are we.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Awesome. And on that note, we're out of here. You can find us at Instagram, Only We Matter, and on Facebook, Only We Matter Podcast.
And you can subscribe to us here on iTunes.
So go out and make a great day and strengthen your crack.
See you later.